This next segment is dedicated to what I like to call he said, she said. Okay? We got the he said, which involves former New York governor, Andrew Cuomo. And this is the most bizarre story only Gentleman Jim Dallas could come up with. What do you got?
Well, this is from the New York Post, Kevin, and they are writing that ex-Governor Andrew Cuomo and his then-aide, Melissa DeRosso, who is married, by the way, were allegedly spotted by the state police bodyguard making out on a sidewalk like high schoolers. And now, this May through December romance, if you will, it was revealed in the sworn testimony of a female state trooper who's accused Cuomo of sexually harassing her, and whose interview and transcript was released by the attorney general there in the state of New York. Now, although in this 143-page document that they're referring to, DeRosso isn't identified as Cuomo's kissing partner, but apparently there are a lot of pictures of them in public together.
Oh, God.
So
kissy face, huggy bear. I just love that. Sitting governor. Oh, my God. The other story, I have had to turn my free Britney Spears T-shirt inside out because something came to an end just minutes ago.
Yeah, the conservatorship, which is has been under her thumb for, or she's been under their thumb for about 13 years now, has been terminated. A California court has determined that today, and that now Britney is free. So that T-shirt that you have there, maybe you can start using it as a rag now. Because
I was just going to say, I'm going to do an oil change on my car this afternoon when I'm done, and now I won't. I'll just use that. That's great.
She's a free woman after all these years.
God, that's hard to believe. Yeah. Hard to believe. And she's an amazing talent. And maybe that means her residency continues. I don't know. Does she do? Yeah, let's do another Vegas residency.
I would think that she would have the audience for it, and she's about the right age for that, too. She's 40 years old. She's got a couple of kids. Why not, do a let your fans come to you rather than another tour that takes her across the country for a couple of months at a time?
I like that. More coming up. Coming up, a fired up GOP candidate for Congress in CD1, Jesse Turner, civil rights leader, homeless activist, and yes, a politician. You'll get to hear about Steve Bannon's federal indictment and what that all means. Jesse Turner breaks it down. Coming up in just a couple minutes on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 2:30, as we check out our traffic cams, watch for a stalled vehicle. It's on the right shoulder, Interstate 15 southbound near Blue Diamond Road. It looks like a 1960s-era Chevy Corvair. Of course, they have the rear engine. And the trunk is definitely popped right now. So a 55-year-old car, it looks good on the outside, but maybe some mechanicals going on there. Otherwise, it really doesn't look all that bad on area freeways. No big delays on the 95 or Interstate 15 right now. However, those lane restrictions continue downtown. 515 eastbound at Main Street, 515 westbound at Eastern. Only two lanes available through there, so give yourself some extra time to squeeze through.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV basketball looking for their second win of the season. They are going to match up against Cal coming up tomorrow. the Mountain West schedule this weekend. First off tonight, Nevada at home against San Diego. Also, Utah State matches up against Richmond in Annapolis, Maryland. San Diego State and BYU will play in Provo. Fresno State hosting Long Island, and Colorado State at home against Arkansas Pine Bluff. And then coming up on Saturday, in addition to UNLV and Cal, Boise State plays at UC Irvine, New Mexico plays at Colorado, and Air Force plays at Tulsa. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
It takes two vaccines to help protect you this season, the flu and COVID-19. And now you can get both shots at the same visit. Learn more at cdc.gov/vaccines.
New at Banana Republic Factory. 50 to 70% off everything, including fall favorites. Cozy up with soft layers, wear everywhere, outerwear, and more from $14.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, Black Friday. I've been training for it all year. Like a marathon? Pretty much. The deals are here, so I've made my list. Checked it twice. Yep. And mapped out the best gifts, like sneakers for my husband, toys for my kids, a cozy throw for my sister.
And for me?
Not telling. There's even an extra 15% off, and you can get Kohl's cash.
So you'll go back for more.
I've taught you so well.
Select styles. Select deals valid through November 10th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day-to-day, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The countdown is on to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Coming up a half hour from now, 3:05, right here on AM 670 KMZQ. I had a chance to visit earlier with a guy that would like to be your member of Congress from CD1 and replace Dina Titus. He is Jesse Turner. He is a civil rights leader. He is a homeless activist. And yes, he is a politician. And as we took to the air earlier today, it had just come down that Steve Bannon, the former aide to former President Donald J. Trump, was indicted, a two-count indictment, a federal grand jury indicting him. He will be arrested, and a court date will be set, and we'll find out what happens to Steve Bannon. But I asked Jesse Turner what he made of this two-count indictment.
Well, we talked about this a lot, political persecution, political prosecution of everybody that's associated with Trump, and it's basically a RICO Act. But now it's even got worse because when your attorney advises you not to do something, that's your attorney advising you not to show up. A lot of people who are subpoenaed, they're under attorney advisement saying that it hasn't been a complete ruling. What Merrick Garland has done is basically jumped by the advice of attorney clients and just jumped in with the Biden administration and went on with political prosecution. But Bannon's attorneys, they advised them not to come. So if anybody they can attack, it could be attorney on attorney attack. This is unconstitutional. And it's going to probably end up going even higher because everybody who rejected the subpoena rejected it under the advice of their attorney. And their attorney gave them good advice not to come because the law hasn't been settled. What the Democrats did is pressured Merrick Garland, who's the most political attorney general in history and a big doofus, and told him, hey, go ahead and start prosecuting whether the attorneys advised them or not, because We have the power to do it. There's nothing nobody can do about it. We got to lock them all up. And it's bipartisan because Liz Cheney is right there co-chairing this. So it's Republicans helping them do this. And as long as we have Republicans like that, Adam Ratzinger, that jumped in and betrayed the party and backstabbed us and willing to do anything to destroy the party and prosecute President Trump and anybody associated with him with this RICO act that they're running on their political opponents, there's really nothing we could do unless we all stand up together and say, hey, enough is enough. Or as they say, we're going to all hang together.
I want to ask you, one of the things that Congress is grappling with, and supposedly November 15th, when Congress comes back from recess, they're going to be talking about reconciliation. We saw the president in Baltimore taking a victory lap on his bipartisan reconciliation infrastructure bill. Can you talk a little bit, and we got to separate the two. One is the bill, the $1.2 trillion bill that has roads, bridges, ports, things like that. Then there's the other bill, the reconciliation bill. Can you talk about the difference between the two, and are they equally bad?
Well, what happened was we had Mitch McConnell, Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and all of these rogue senators take over the Republican Party, along with Rona McDonald Romney, whoever she is, supposed to be right along with them. They knew that once they passed this so-called human infrastructure bill, which had $50 billion for the Green Deal in it off the top, so that bill was polluted anyway, that the Democrats didn't need us anymore for reconciliation. The reconciliation is now in the hands of Manchin. So we've been sold out. Mitch McConnell's on TV bragging about it, talking about he got $4 billion for Virginia. We've been sold out by these never-Trump neo-communists who we elected. We put John McCain there. We put the Bushes there. We put Mitt Romney there. And then when the base rejected their neo-communist union with these socialist globalists, we elected President Trump. And I never thought that they would be so dirty as to just leave the party and then attack President Trump and the base. But that's what they've done. So like I said last time, me and you talk, it's like me and you were on a team, and we got together to decide to go ahead and play against this other team. We had a winning strategy. Then a backstabber like Liz Cheney left. But what she did, she left with the Republican playbook. George Bush and them wrote this playbook. John McCain, and when we elected, you know, all of these neocons, they wrote this playbook. They have our playbook. And they're out to destroy the base. It's not the Democrats that's mad that we won Virginia with Youngkin. It's these never-Trumpers, because it showed that we can grow without them. So they passed this money. And the reconciliation, they don't need our votes. They don't need Republican votes. They needed us to pass the bill. That was the con. And then what Mitch McConnell wants me to do after he's trying to help Dina Titus. Mitch McConnell and Dina Titus are in bed together. Then I'm supposed to turn around and run like it's Dina Titus when I know it's Mitch McConnell. You know, if Biden's going to go out and celebrate this bipartisan bill, then Mitch McConnell should be standing next to him. They invited Mitch McConnell to come out and celebrate with him, and he said no. He went on TV and said he's so happy that he hurt President Trump and didn't listen to President Trump and hurt the base, and he got $4 billion to take home, that he's celebrating where he's living at. But he's not coming out in front of the world to say, hey, this is me and Biden. So until the party steps up and say, hey, we have leadership that's turned and joined the Communist Democrat Party, we can't do anything. And whenever people like me talk about it now, they say, oh, well, you're against roads and bridges. I was like, no, I was against the whole stupid union and cabal of these senators trying to take control of a party that the party don't back. These are never-Trump rhinos who's making all the decisions for the Republican base, and they don't want to see us take the House, and they hate us so bad they gave the Democrat Communist Party trillions of dollars to keep the House. Because the Democrats know they can't keep the House. But trust me, Liz Cheney and Adam Ratzinger and Mitch McConnell and flip flopper Lindsey Graham and all these people cannot afford to see the base that elected President Trump take the House back. And that's what this is all about. This is about very skilled neocons worried about how in Virginia it showed we can grow without them. We can bring in more minorities. When Winston Spears won, they flipped more black votes. And so they're very scared of the party growing with minorities and going on without these neo-communists, globalists who's joined with these socialists.
Again, Jesse Turner joining us, GOP candidate for Congress in CD1. He is a civil rights leader, a homeless activist, and he always reminds me he is also a politician. You mentioned Dina Titus. Dina Titus apparently is into a race over on the Democrat side. Amy Vilela, who is a so-called progressive. And I guess my question is, do you have a feel for how that race is going to go? Will you be running against Dina or Amy Vilela?
Well, we talked about this. The only reason that she's running against Dina is because they are scared of me. Dina Titus, we never act like we won in District 1. Republicans told me there's no way you could take District 1. Then when they seen that I am a competent politician and really pretty much a head-off politician when it comes to socialists, and they knew I was going to take District 1, they ran a primary opponent against Dina Titus. They're running for me, both of them. They ran an AOC communist because they want to pull her farther to the left. But it won't matter if it's Dina Titus, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, none of them. I'll just take them right on out because communist politicians are weak. And what they run from is debate. And me being a black American, I'm not the one to be talking about I'm the face of the white supremacists or anything like that. They know I'm from the hood. That's going to be a fight you're going to lose real quick. You're the OG homie will come straight out on me. They know I understand politics. So I can take you to the hood or I can take you to intellectual deep waters. Please come from your Ivy League schools with this idiocy where they taught you that communism is better than free market capitalism. Any day I'm going to win that debate. So Dina Titus is a lightweight, and that's why they're trying to primary her. But there's no way to save her. Both of them are going to run. It'll be easier to beat her primary opponent, or just as easy to beat her, or just as easy to beat a numbskull like Barack Obama or any of these dingbat communists who's running off that old playbook given to them by these neocons. These, like I said, Dina Titus' playbook, she's going under Harry Reid and, you know, playbook that they get to it. They can't beat me. And any Republican should be able to beat these people. We just got to have the right platform and be ready to stand our ground and not go by the premise that the moment they say you're a white supremacist or that you're a domestic terrorist, just accept that and start answering questions. Like I said, we got some of the whitest people in America telling black people that some other white people are the racist. We have white Democrats who is the party of lynching, the party of slavery, the party of segregation, hate, anti-God, secular progressives telling black Americans and minorities that we should hate other white people. And they're even whiter than them, and they're the biggest racists in the world. And people are tired of it. We're tired of a group of elite white people like Dina Titus telling everybody in the world that unless you white like them, you're a terrorist. Because that's what they say about me. Unless I'm black, I'm not a Democrat. They're doing the same thing to white people that they've been doing to black people that I've been fighting for 40 years since I started working in the Republican Party with Reagan, saying that if you're not this or you're not that, you're not good enough. Now they're telling white people, you're not a good person unless you're a communist because now you're a racist. Now you're a domestic terrorist, and that's to scare people, and that's to have people afraid, and that's the Democrat playbook for the black race, the slavery, fear, keep people afraid. So as long as we say, okay, we're not afraid of you. We're not afraid of your lies and your slogans and your label and your branding of us. We're going to come in peace and nonviolent and have this debate about your failed communist policies and your failed communist immorality. We're going to win that debate.
So there you have it, Jesse Turner, candidate for Congress in CD1, all fired up there. I don't know what got into him today. He was really fired up. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Business owners, this is Pat Casale, the MultiCare Group. The MultiCare Group can help you find quality employees and retain them. Quality employees are in demand. It's not only in the wages, but the benefits. The MultiCare Group can guarantee you find quality, affordable health benefits to meet these goals. Allow our relationships with every carrier to guarantee you the most competitive rates. Call the MultiCare Group at 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and find out we mean what we say. We can save you money on workers' comp, payroll services, and your benefit packages. Customer service doesn't begin at the point of sale. It begins at the most important time, when claims occur. Call us today and find out how the MultiCare Group can help you get back to business. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and allow our team to help your team find the best budgeted plans for you.
Nevada Open Enrollment is here.
Don't let those who are in bad health allow your rates to increase.
Locally owned and operated, the professionals at Pro Insurance find a solution to save you and your family money on health insurance. Get zero deductible on outpatient services.
Call today for a no-cost consultation.
If you're a small business owner, Pro has solutions that fit your business. Call Pro Insurance now. 702-280-6240. 702-280-6240. Pro Insurance or visit P-R-O-W-E Insurance.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water? Live healthy and have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra, homeowners only, water test completed.
This place has a pulse. You hear it in the canopy, feel it in the ground. Life, fully illuminated, engulfs you. From the birds singing in the treetops above to the tiniest insects in the soil below, you take a deep, cleansing breath, filling your lungs with the essence of the forest. Now, imagine it's all gone. Healthy, life-giving forests reduced to nothing. No singing birds, no lush canopy, and water and food in short supply around the world. Time is running out to protect our forests, and without our love, they can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our forests. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
Oh, a lot of you have been doing it. And in fact, gentlemen, Jim Dallas has the specifics. In fact, millions of you are giving your own pink slip. What about this?
To say that the vaccination has nothing to do with all of this is being very disingenuous and out of touch at best. But Americans quit their jobs at a record pace for the second straight month, Kevin, in September. A total of some 4.4 million quit their jobs last night. They did the Johnny Paycheck song That equates to about 3% of the nation's workforce, if you look at it that way. At the same time, there are 10.4 million job openings right now. So it kind of gives you a perspective of, well, it gives you a reason why people are wearing Let's Go Brandon t-shirts.
Yeah.
FJB t-shirts, and we all know what that means. Or I always like to combine the two, you know.
Well, can I tell you, though, and that's why one of the great things about making the move to noon to three is that, you know, we can counsel people right now. I mean, you're what, 2 hours, 2.5 hours from close of business? You can do the same thing and say, I'm done. Take this job and shove it. I just love that. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll close it out for a busy, busy week right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. Hey,
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI. We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we need to make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly, 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison and Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night. Because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
I want to give the last word today and this week to Wendy Rittenhouse. Kyle Rittenhouse's mom was on with Hannity last night and said that Kyle simply wanted to help people.
Nobody ever knows what a jury is going to do. I'm not asking you specifically for their reactions, but as you, on a scale of 1 to 10, how seriously do you believe they're taking this case because they hold your son's life in their hands?
Yeah, they do. And with the jury, they've been keeping a close eye on every evidence, every testimony, and they're paying good attention what's been said. That's the truth.
Let me ask you this last question. I know your son was a lifeguard. I know your son's stated reason for going there was to help protect stores and help on the medical front.